Could this year's budget drive victims of domestic violence into worse situations? Well, that might just be the case, according to legal experts. Catherine McMorrin, co-chair of South Australian Council of Community Legal Services, says her services will be forced to cut staffing and services to family violence cases, leaving many victims to conduct matters on their own. Lavette Williams has the story.
The federal budget confirmed the worst for providers of support to victims of family violence, who are facing a reduction of fundings of up to 40% over the next 5 years. Catherine McMorrin is co-chair of the South Australia Council for Community Legal Services. She says the cuts will drastically affect the capacity for services to help clients.
Community legal centres will in effect be reducing their staffing, reducing their services, and therefore reducing the number of matters that they can take on. A lot of our centres deal with family law matters, which involve high levels of domestic violence victims, so there will be less resources, less staffing to take on these issues for the community.
Can you tell me a little bit about the budget that was actually announced and those cuts that you just mentioned?
Under the National Partnership Agreement for Legal Assistance Services, there were cuts that were announced that would come over the next 5 years, so the life of the agreement. And so unfortunately in the 2017-2018, there will be a cut of 30 to 40% to centres in South Australia. So that's what's often referred to as the funding cliff, because that's sort of the significant cuts will start to take effect in that financial year.
And what does this mean for people who's needing support?
Less money means less resources, which will inevitably mean reduced services for clients. So centres are now starting to look at staffing numbers and reducing their staff, also looking at reducing outreaches, which currently help to service areas where centres are not always located, but services are able to be still given to that community. So a lot of that is what now centres will be faced with, is making some tough decisions about how to keep providing a service, however, with less money, which will obviously mean that more people will be turned away.
Catherine McMorrin, co-chair of the SA Council for Community Legal Services. Arman Abrahim Sadeh founded Zara Foundation in memory of his mother, who was killed by her husband. I ask how he feels about the cuts to domestic violence services.
If I was to look at it, you know, from a neutral perspective, someone who hasn't been affected by domestic violence, I would look at it this way. I would say that the government has many agendas to think about, and you know, that funding needs to go to many other causes. That's a neutral way of looking at it. Now, if I put myself in my shoes and I guess, you know, talk from the heart and really tell them what we've witnessed and experienced, well, I would say this is something that can be prevented, and this is something that you know, the funding that the government does provide goes a long way. And I guess, you know, if they really want a bang for their buck, what they should do is get up and visit one of these women's shelters, homeless shelters, the specialist DV services, and see exactly what kind of service and assistance these services do provide. Because, again, experience has taught me that, you know, I wouldn't know where my family and I would be today if it wasn't for the assistance and the services that these domestic violence agencies provide.
Arman Abrahim Sadeh speaking to The Wire's Lavette Williams.